day when, I guess we'll see how fast he is when he gets all the pads on, but is that a guy that can make an immediate impact on this team?
Well, he's learning. He's learning. So he's still trying to pick up the offense, but the first couple days have been great. He's energetic, he's enthusiastic, and he's working hard. So I think by the time we finish training camp, I think you'll see a lot of improvement.
This is the first time we've been able to talk to you since you've gotten here. What do you think of Eugene, and why did you make the decision to join Taggart's staff?
Oh, I love it in Eugene. I'm originally from California, but both my kids were born here in Oregon, so I've been here before. But I love the city. I love the program. I decided to come. I was in Michigan for 2 days, and then I ended up coming to the University of Oregon because of Coach Taggart's vision. I thought he had a real good plan that he was going to put together that has worked a couple times, and he's putting together a real good staff, and I wanted to be a part of that.
Darian McNeil's a guy that's made some plays. What's some of his strengths, but also something you're working on with him to improve?
Well, he's a energizer bunny. You know, he's a guy that loves football. And he's had a good spring, but now I think he's in even better shape. I think he's working hard, and he's a competitor. And that's one thing you can't talk about with him is his lack of heart. He's a great guy and has a real good competitive spirit.
How are you feeling about the depth of the wide receiver corps at this early juncture?
Well, I'm not worried about that. I'm just worried about making sure that everybody gets better each and every day. We have a long way to go before we play our first game. And I'm just trying to make sure that everybody comes to practice every day, they give the proper effort, energy, and that we know exactly what we're doing on each and every play. And then by the time we get to the season, I think that we'll be ready as a group.
But you got the athletes, in your opinion, to fill out that depth chart real well?
Yeah, well, I'm going to coach everybody. So we'll find out what we have when we get to the season. But we have games to play, and nobody's going to feel sorry for us, so we have to be ready to go, and that's my job. My job is to make sure that when we come to that first game that everybody's ready to go and we're upholding our end of the bargain on this team.
You said you were at Michigan for 2 days, is that right?
Yes, sir.
What role were you going to have there?
Well, I started out as the analyst, but this came about, and I'm here now, so yeah. You know, I don't want to talk about Michigan. I'd rather talk about the University of Oregon and talk about what we're doing here, and I'm excited. I'm ecstatic to be here, and I love this program. I love what Coach Taggart's putting together, and I'm just glad I'm a part of it.
Yeah. Willie and Coach Harbaugh are pretty close, so I assume that he understood and it made sense for you to come and be part of this.
Yeah, well, everything worked out. At the end of the day, it worked out where I could be the wide receiver coach at the University of Oregon, and I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. Getting back into college coaching, was that something you had wanted to do for a while?
Well, I knew I eventually wanted to get back into it. Taking a couple years off, and I was coaching my son. It's something that, you know, my wife and I decided that we were going to do. I was going to sacrifice my career for a moment to kind of help my son. Yeah. And I was around my daughter, who's now a track athlete in Nebraska. So it was good from a family standpoint, but I'm excited to be back in coaching at college level.
How's the family adapted to Eugene? Kids liking it and everything?
Yeah, we love it here. We love it here. It's a great family town, and I'm just glad we're here.